Last time on Left Behind.
Demetrius?
Mr. Merrick, get in.
Thanks for the lift.
Oh, it's no problem, my friend.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm looking for another safe house.
Safe?
Yeah, here it is. This could be perfect.
I could not involve you in my scheme.
I'm involved now. I saw how Carpathia died.
Oh, you did you?
Yes?
Listen, they released Caddy from Buffer. She's in the States, and I'm pretty sure the GC are following her. The problem is she may lead them to you. You have to get out of there.
Chloe, are you awake?
What?
We may be in danger.
Based on The Indwelling, the seventh book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents Episode 77 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Tell Pastor Demeter and Adon.
Oh, no, I will thank them for you. It has been our pleasure to be of some service to you, my friend. A gentleman from the airport is approaching behind you. Godspeed, Mr. Berry.
God bless you, Lucas.
Are you Mr. Berry?
Yes, sir.
Here's your fuel bill. May I see your papers?
Yeah, got them right here. And I'll take care of that in cash.
That's a lot of currency to have on your person, Mr. Barry.
Yeah, risk I'm willing to take to keep from going bankrupt.
Credit cards, do you end the day?
Hate them.
This picture looks like it was taken recently.
Yeah?
You were issued this, 8-9 months ago, but your beard is the same length. And if I'm not mistaken, you're wearing the same shirt. You notice that?
No. Let me see that. Well, I'll be dogged. Of course, the beard doesn't grow much anymore anyway, and... Well, it probably is the same shirt. I don't have that many.
Your own plane and not that many shirts?
My own plane? I wish. I just drive them for the company.
And what company is that, sir?
Oh, Palwaukee Global.
And what do you transport?
Just the plane today. And, well, they had too many of the side of the ocean, you know.
That's so. You could pick up some business running from Jerusalem to New Babylon this week, you know.
Yeah, I heard. Wish I had the time.
Safe flight, Mr. Berry.
Thank you, sir.
Yes?
Director Moon, David Hasid.
Come in, David.
Thank you, sir. The flight to retrieve the video disc should be departing any minute now.
Excellent.
I just wanted to make sure you and your team have everything they need this morning.
Slip off your shoes, David, and come over here. I want to show you something.
I don't want to intrude, sir.
Don't worry about it.
Well, if you insist.
This is the curtain from behind the podium at the gala. Look at this.
I can walk right on top of it?
Of course. Now, stop. Look down. Whoever was shooting at this thing had to know what he was doing. Looks like it went right through the middle.
What am I looking at here?
The bullet coming from a weapon like this creates a mini tornado. This one popped like an 8-inch hole through the curtain there. You can see it from here.
Right.
But what you see at your feet is the effect it had on fibers this far from the center.
Wow, it twisted the whole thing.
Now, come here. Look at the top of the curtain.
Oh, the damage is incredible.
Just rip this thing away and send it flying in the air.
You know anything more about the shooter?
We found the gun. Got a match on the prints. We even know who the guy is. Found his disguise in a trash can a few blocks away. We're positive the guy is tied into the conspiracy.
Conspiracy?
That's right. We think the gunshot was diversionary.
But the steel guy has been accused of...
He's a suspect, sure, but we don't know if the bullet even came close to Carpathia.
What?
Carpathia didn't die from a gunshot wound, David. At least not solely.
Well, what then?
Autopsy's going on right now. We ought to know soon. Of course, if it turns out that the kill wound came from the platform, well, you can see how that could be rather embarrassing.
If one of our own did it, you mean?
Exactly. Of course, the public doesn't know that. The only video they've seen shows the victim hitting the deck. They now think he got shot by this disgruntled former employee, which is exactly what Leon wants. In the meantime, he has us deal with the insurrection privately. and in a very concise and definitive manner, if you get my drift.
Yeah, I do.
I look forward to having a chance to sit and talk with you.
Really?
I look forward to having a chance to apologize for quite a bit, actually.
I look forward to that.
Yeah.
Thanks for leaving me stranded. But then again, I guess I can see why. Did you kill him, Ray?
I wanted to. Planned to, but I couldn't go through with it.
So, they got a gun with your prints on it, but you weren't the shooter.
Well, the gun did go off, but it was an accident. I was bumped.
Be glad I'm not on your jury.
Leah, where are you?
We just got to Kankakee. I'm gonna try to get to Palwaukee and maybe get a ride with T to the safe house.
Maybe T can come get you. If it's too far to drive, he can fly.
When will you be here?
I should hit Palwaukee about 9.
I'll wait for you there, I guess. If I make it.
That'd be nice.
Don't get pleasant on me all of a sudden. I can't pretend I'm not really irritated with you.
I would like a chance to talk to everyone face to face.
Thanks to you, that's looking pretty remote. You know Sione and Chloe and the baby are underground.
I heard.
And nobody knows where Hattie is.
But someone told you she was in the States?
Ming Toy. She's on the inside like David.
I can't see Hattie giving us up.
You have more faith in her than I do.
Hey, come on in, Mac. Thought you'd be interested in the little audio from the morgue diaries.
Yeah, thanks for the invite. I should have brought popcorn.
Good thing you didn't. It's a little rough on the stomach.
At least it's not video.
Now, Eikenberry's presiding.
Yeah, I heard there's some kind of hassle down there. Lots of yelling or
something? Yeah, let me go to the top of today's recording.
All right.
Let's see here. First detection of sound was about 8 o'clock this morning. Here we go.
Come on, what is this? They leave the crate in here? I'm assuming the body's in storage?
I'll check, Doctor.
And while you're at it, Kirsten, have someone get rid of this crate.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I'm with Dr. Eikenberry in the morgue. Can you confirm cadavers in cold storage as of this morning? I see. Yes, and we need a crate removed from the examination table? Yes, the doctor has asked that it be removed immediately, please. Yes, I'll hold. You're not going to be happy, ma'am.
What?
There are no bodies in cold storage.
None?
None.
You're telling me Carpathia's not in there either?
None means none, ma'am.
Kirsten, get somebody in here with a crowbar.
Yes? Okay, and bring a crowbar as well.
Surely they wouldn't be stupid enough to leave the body in this crate all night.
Here, let me try pushing on. This.
There's no casket. I can't believe this. Get him into the fridge. I don't even want to think how much blood he's lost in there. They don't want me starting until 10, but we can at least get him ready.
Well, now there's an interesting start to an interesting day. David, what do you got at 10 o'clock?
Coming up.
This is Madeline Eikenberry, MD and forensic pathologist here in the morgue at Global Community Palace in New Babylon with assistant Kirsten Skolton. We are bringing to the table the body of Nikolai Jetty Carpathia, age 36. We will remove the corpse from the body bag into which it was placed following his death approximately 14 hours ago in Jerusalem. Cause to be determined. I don't like the sound of that. Feels as if he may have nearly bled out.
Ugh.
Would you care to spell that for the transcriptionist, dear?
Sorry, ma'am.
We are now opening the body bag.
Oh, no! Oh, my! Ah! Keep it off the floor!
Kirsten, make sure it drains through the table. What a botched job this is. Okay, transcriptionist, you know what to leave out. Pick up here, please. The body was not properly prepared for transfer or storage, and several liters of blood have collected in the bag. The body remains dressed in suit and tie and shoes, but a massive wound about the posterior head and neck appears to be the exit area for the blood. We are cutting off the clothing, No apparent anterior wounds. Let's turn him over now. And make sure you... Ah! What in the blazes? Look at this. Be careful of it. Get his doctor in here now, Kirsten. And I mean now.
Hi. Could you send the potentate's physician to the morgue? Immediately? Yeah, thanks.
What in the world is this? I was told nothing about this.
I thought you were looking for a bullet entry
so
wound.
So did I. Turning over a man with this kind of a weapon still in him. Extremely unprofessional.
Eikenberry, you needed to see
Doctor, why wasn't I told about this?
Well, I'm sorry. I was...
You're sorry? Do you know what kind of damage this could have done? You want to help pull it out? Never mind. Now, regarding this, I'd say about a 15 to 18 inch... What would you call this, Doctor? A big knife or a small sword?
A handled blade?
Okay. I'd hazard a guess that this, whatever it is, appears to have gone through the vertebrae. Perhaps the spinal cord, the skull, the brain stem, the brain itself, the membrane again, and then come out the top of the skull.
That would be my observation too, ma'am?
It would?
Yes.
You agree that this weapon appears as lethal now as it must have before it was thrust?
I'm afraid so.
If we so much as brushed a finger against that blade, we would have been sliced.
I'm truly sorry for not informing you.
You should be.
Oh, Madeline, if I could have a word with you privately.
Yes. Kirsten, excuse us, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Madeline, I apologize for any part I played in this dangerous situation, but we have been friends a long time. That being the case, I resent being berated in front of your subordinate.
Point well taken. I'll say nice things about you when you're gone.
Well, isn't that lovely? David, go forward a bit. I want to see what she says when he leaves.
All right, Mac.
It's hard to believe.
Yes, it is. Regarding the doctor who just left?
Yes?
I must tell you, he's a complete idiot.
Well, looks like Rayford's in the clear.
Sounds to me like Carpathia was murdered by one of his own people.
Yeah, it sure does. Yeah, can't wait till Abdullah gets back with the video discs.
You awake, Cameron?
Yes. Yes, Haim. Haim, are you injured anywhere?
Why do you ask?
Well, this blanket, there's blood on it.
Trust me, there's not mine.
Well, that's good, I think. Doctor, we have to talk.
Later.
Now, please.
Why don't you find me some clothes? I need to go home, and I can't go like this.
You don't think the GC's waiting for you there?
And why would they be? Where's my phone? I want to call the house. Talk to Yakov.
Don't.
Why not?
Just don't, please. I know the truth, Haim. I know what happened.
You saw nothing. No one saw anything.
You can't admit to me what I know already? What kind of a friend are you?
You should be happy.
Happy?
Of course. What do you care how the deed was done, so long as it was done?
I care because you did it.
You don't know that. And what if I did?
You'll die for it, that's what. You think I want that?
You're a better friend than I, Cameron.
I'm beginning to think so myself. Tell me how you did it.
The less you know, the less you have to answer for.
Look, they have manufactured enough on me to put me away in a second. Tell me everything.
I am telling no one. This is mine alone.
But you know you can't go home.
I must tell my people I'm all right.
Listen. Listen to me. Your staff is dead. They were tortured and massacred last night by the GC, probably trying to get to you.
Don't talk crazy. That is not amusing.
I wouldn't joke about that, please. Yakov was killed near the stage. A guard hit him with his gun. It broke his neck. He was trying to get to you.
Don't do this to me.
Oh, Haim.
He's dead? You know for certain he's dead?
I checked his pulse myself.
Dear God.
Hannelore and her mother and Stefan are gone, too.
Oh, no. Why? Why them?
Someone saw you. Surely you didn't expect to get away with it.
Oh! You checked the pulses at my house, too?
Yes.
was willing to die. I didn't care about myself. The sword fit perfectly into the tubing of my wheelchair. No one knew, not even Yakov. Oh, Yakov, what have I done to you, Kemmer? You must kill me. You must avenge those deaths. Please, please, I cannot bear this.
I'm not going to kill you, and I won't let you kill yourself.
I'll not turn myself into those swine. I wouldn't give them the satisfaction. I will kill myself.
I care about you too much to let that happen. I'd give anything to keep you from going to hell.
Hell? If God would send me to hell for murdering such a monster, I will go. But he should send me to hell for what I did to my people. All right. I will tell you. I will tell you exactly what happened. Over all those shenanigans on the stage, people standing, sitting, moving, laughing, I joined in, simply to see where I could maneuver the chair. When he came to greet me and lift my hand, I came close to reaching across my body to lift out the sword and plunge it into his heart. But my angle was wrong. I was rolling toward him finally as he moved my way. My plan was to turn quickly at the last minute and trip him. Then I would leap from the chair and kill him. But just as he got near me, the gun went off. At first, I thought his security guards had shot me. But he lurched my way away from the sound of the gun and the shattering lectern. I could see he was about to tumble into my lap, so I quickly pulled the blade from the chair. He fell back onto it. I held firm until he chucked, and I let go. It was chaos then. People running everywhere, screaming.
Now look what you did! You're crazy! Get out of here and leave me alone!
Hey! Hey! You want a 50 Nick note?
What I gotta do?
Buy me some clothes and shoes with this 20, and when you bring them back, keep the change and get another 50.
How do you know I won't run off with the 20?
My risk, your loss. You want the 20 or the 50?
Give me.
Sec. Here, catch.
Yeah. The what size?
So where are the video discs?
I'm sorry, David. No deal.
What's the problem?
The guy had the fear of God in him. Wouldn't let those discs out of his sight. I didn't even get the machine out of my bag. He stood there and watched while I logged them in.
I just hope they're not bringing them here to destroy them. There's a good chance they're the only hope of clearing Rayford.
I've seen the news. Rayford drew down on Carpathia. That's all they need to finish him.
See? He's right down there, stage right, about 3 or 4 feet deep. There, see it? Hmm. Pause it.
I see it, Walter. Good thing we've got fingerprints. I would not have been able to tell who that was.
Good disguise. The gray hair sticking out of the turban? Oh, nice touch. Robes. I would have thought he was an Israeli.
Or an Arab. Rayford Steele. Who'd have believed that? Wouldn't murder be against his religion?
I don't know. Maybe he convinced himself it's a holy war. I guess everything goes in one of those.
If it's a holy war he wants...
Fact is, he missed.
Really?
You look close. He had a better shot earlier. He fires then, he's our guy. But I don't think even he meant to shoot when he did.
What are you talking about?
Look, slow motion. I'll just back it up. Look, right there. Somebody bumps in. Huh. A small person. A woman? Can you zoom?
Oh, I don't know how to run these crazy machines. We ought to get Hasid in here.
Shall I call him?
Maybe. Just a minute. Here. Okay. Slow and zoomed. What do you see?
There. She trips. Loses her balance or something. Who's that look like? Commander, who's that remind you of?
Actually, there is a resemblance, Walter. But we've got her located in North America, likely trying to get to her sister's funeral. Unfortunately, she doesn't know it was a month ago.
Rayford?
David, what's up?
I am listening to Fortunato and Moon's take on the assassination. Maybe Hattie's not on her way to the safe house yet. GC's tracked her trying to make her sister's funeral.
That's a relief. Maybe we're okay for a while.
Don't get overconfident. Listen, I uploaded a whole bunch of stuff to Chloe's computer so you can see your new digs if you need them. Where are you?
Well, I was about to put down at Palwaukee when I heard from Leah. Can't get a hold of T, so I'm headed to Kankakee to pick her up.
Okay.
We'll fly back and use the rover to see if we can make it to the safe house.
Called Sion first. Last time I talked to him, he said he heard car noises.
That's not good.
Ray, be careful, buddy. They'll pin this on you. The autopsy in the video shows you missed.
Just like you thought.
Looks pretty certain at this point.
Then how can they pin it on me?
You think they're obligated to the truth? If you didn't do it, someone on the platform did.
My money's on one of the three rebellious kings, probably Litwala.
Even if you're right, you're a less embarrassing assassin than somebody behind Nikolai. And a much better scapegoat.
Hey, buddy! Here's your clothes!
All right, thanks. Toss them up!
You tossed down the 50 first!
All right, Hey, here, catch!
All right, you catch!
All right. Hey, wait a minute. I'll give you another 50 if you find us some food.
Later.
You go out on camera.
I told you, I'm not leaving you here alone.
Front desk.
Yeah, anybody down there we could pay to bring us some food?
Yeah, sure. When the concierge gets off his break, I'll send him up. You'll recognize him by his tuxedo.
Whoa. All right. I don't want any food, Cameron. I want to die.
Stop talking that way.
You go. Find something to eat.
I'm not leaving. Hello?
Hey, Buck, is it true about Chaim?
What about him?
Burned to death at his home, along with his whole staff.
Oh, David. David, actually, he's right here.
Oh, I see. It was all over the news that he's dead.
So that's how they're gonna spin it, huh? Hero statesman dies in a fire.
Yeah, they're convinced one of the three insurgents did it, but that would be bad for morale. And what's Chaim's theory? He was right there.
Well, we need to talk about this later, David. I have to get him out of here first.
How?
Delaney's bringing the Super J. I found a road that's been blocked off. He'll try to land it there.
Chloe, you can't
do this. Can I trust you with Kenny? That you won't fall asleep?
I would give my life for that child. You know that. But you must not go. This is foolishness.
Joan, I can't sit here doing nothing. David sent me all this stuff on a possible safe house, and the only thing worse than leaving Kenny is not doing anything while the GC close in on us here.
I am not your superior. I'm just urging you to think this through. Why must you go? Why must it be now?
Because every car door and any other noise we hear is me getting one day closer to some guy with a gun taking my child out of my arms, and I can't sit around waiting for that to happen!
Buck's car is at the airport. If you take the Suburban, you leave me with no vehicle.
Where are you gonna go?
We have no idea who's out there.
Precisely. You can't outrun the GC anyway, so just stay here and keep the power off.
I cannot dissuade you, so do what you're going to do.
Just promise me you won't let Kenny fall into GC hands.
They will need to kill me first.
Let's hope it doesn't come to that.
Chloe, it's broad daylight.
I'll be careful.
It is reckless.
Goodbye, Tion.
Goodbye, dear one.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book The Indwelling by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins and has been adapted for radio by Chris Fabry, music by Steve Wick, sound design by Glenn West, directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.